The chiefs and people of the Osudoku traditional area have organized a reconciliation deba to smoke a peace pipe and set aside all grievances that has led to inter-family and inter-clan litigations in the area. According to the elders, the divide-and-rule tactics by some predecessors has led to unnecessary and avoidable massive litigations that have retarded growth and progress of the town. The Osudoku traditional area, which is located within the Greater Accra region, is said to be one of the deprived areas within the capital. The ceremony was organized at Osuwim, an ancestral home of the people of the Osudoku traditional area. As they reconciled, looking into the future with great prospects, they were clad in red and black cloth, mourning their late chief, Nene Klabojo, who passed on about 3 months ago in the United Kingdom. The acting manchair and head of the Shai Osudoku Paramountcy, Nene Ngongowuya Kwesi Animle, also noted that the reconciliation deba is aimed at forging ahead in unity for development to thrive.
This is an event that has happened once in the annals of the history of Osudoku State. It came that our late chief, during his turn of reign, has stepped on the toes of some of the chiefs and people, and there was actually no unity, disparity, all sort of thing. And now that he has gone to the village, there is the need to bring the whole Osudoku State together so that we can unite and then organize his funeral. Hence this occasion to reconcile all the people in Osudoku. I think this is why we assemble today. Actually, when you talk about disunity, but divide and rule, so harsh on the people. Some people have been fined, some people, when they offend, they take a live cow, 16 chiefs, a lot of things. So it has actually scared the people from the paramountcy. So ever since the 30 years of his reign, there was, even the traditional council meeting, there was no unity. It doesn't form quorum, and the chiefs doesn't. So now there is a need for us to bring all the chiefs and the people together so that we can actually develop the state.
The Queen Mother Nana Amponsa Dokua called on the people to use the demise of the late chief to open a new page to develop the Osudoku traditional area.
I always say Osudoku, you have to come together because the unity lies the strength. There has been a division for so long, apartheid. Everybody moving to where he or she lies. And this is not bringing development to Osudoku. So the dismissal of Nene has to bring the people together. As I said, at first people say Owo Sefie, but these days we say Owo Sefie. So through this, as my chief said, bringing them together, they should forget and forgive whatever has gone on. Let's all forgive and move forward, open a fresh page for Osudoku, so that Osudoku will come out. It's a place when you mention the name, people don't even know where it is. Why? Because we are not coming. There are prominent people in this area. Everybody is hiding from his or her identity as an Osudoku citizen. Why? Because the place is not developed. The person feels shy. But when we all come together, I think we can move Osudoku forward. And the time will come, you'll be proud of it to mention that you are from Osudoku.
Beyond. A sheep was slaughtered, as well as cartons of soft drinks and schnapps presented to both sides as a sign of reconciliation.